Mark Jenke lived in Ketchikan until he was about 9 years old, but he says he's maintained a lot of ties to the community through the years.
It still is actually the longest I've ever lived anywhere, so I still obviously think of it very close to my heart.
And Jenke says Ketchikan was the start of his path toward joining the Peace Corps a little more than a year ago. From Alaska, he moved with his family to Switzerland, where he attended an international school. He later attended Harvard and focused on Middle Eastern and Central Asian studies and global health. After he graduated, he got a job in New York City, but then saw a posting about the Peace Corps.
And the Peace Corps very recently actually changed its application process to allow you to rank a preference for where you want to go and what kind of work you're really interested in doing. I wasn't somebody who'd ever really considered the Peace Corps before that, but with the new way you could apply, I actually was able to apply and say, hey, I want to go do health work in Central Asia.
Which is how Jenke ended up in Kyrgyzstan. He says Central Asia has always intrigued him because of its complex history. That area was part of the Soviet Union, but also was part of the historic Silk Road with ties to China, the Middle East, and beyond.
It's really, in a lot of ways, similar to the U.S. in that it's a very much a melting pot of many different cultures, many different people that all live alongside one another, and it's a place that constantly challenges kind of what you expect it to be. It's a Muslim country, but they have a weekend on Saturday, Sunday, you know, things like that that are really this fusion of so many different cultures that have influenced it in the past 100 to 3,000 years.
Many Muslim countries have weekends that include Friday, the Muslim day of worship, rather than the standard Saturday-Sunday weekends in Western Christian-majority countries. The national language of Kyrgyzstan is Kyrgyz, a Turkic language, and Russian still is an official language there. Jenke says there are 5 to 10 other languages spoken among the minority populations in the country. He's not fluent in all of those languages yet, but Jenke says he's working on it.
I'm doing my best because in many of the villages, it's a really big sign of respect to be able to go up to somebody and show their language. And much like we have in Ketchikan with, you know, the efforts being made to really preserve and promote Tlingit, Haida, Tsimshian, these languages are a really important part of identity to the people of Central Asia.
Jenke works out of a health clinic in the southern part of Kyrgyzstan. He says he mostly focuses on training health workers, and he recently was awarded a grant to deliver resource materials to more rural areas.
The resource books have all kinds of lesson plans that, with a little training, will allow some of these health workers to really increase the level of health knowledge in their villages.
During his time in Kyrgyzstan, Jenke had the opportunity to participate in the World Nomad Games.
So the World Nomad Games is this new sort of international competition that also sort of doubles as a way to both practice, celebrate, and preserve many different traditional sports, that some of which are traditional to Central Asia and others of which are traditional to many different nomadic cultures around the world.
Jenke says the World Nomad Games remind him of the Arctic Winter Games, which Alaska has hosted. For the Nomad Games, Jenke learned a traditional board game,
which is kind of similar to if you ever played Mancala, where you pick up the stones and drop one in each little bowl as you go around the board, except we play it with 162 pieces. And so the rules are extremely simple, but the strategy ends up being actually more complex than chess. So it was easy to learn, but it's very difficult to master, as I learned.
So difficult that Jenke lost his first game. He writes in his blog that he spent the rest of the games enjoying the experience and taking lots of selfies with participants from various countries. And oh yeah, the award-winning blog. Jenke says he started Monday Bazaar before he signed up with the Peace Corps. He'd been studying abroad in Tajikistan, another Central Asian country, during his senior year at Harvard, and thought it was a good way to share that experience with family and friends. Jenke decided to maintain that blog when he joined the Peace Corps, but says he didn't really think about the potential of winning that organization's Blog at Home contest. But then he won, and got a trip to Washington, D.C., and visited the White House.
So So we spent part of today both getting a tour of the White House, but also getting mentored by several different staff at the White House, some of the photographers, some of the speech writers for President Obama, and Michelle Obama's chief of staff even stopped in to say hello and congratulate us.
Janke also went to American University to give a talk about his work with the Peace Corps. He finishes up his stint with the Peace Corps next spring and says he plans to do a little traveling and then go to graduate school. Before we ended our interview, I asked if Janke wanted to give a shout out to anyone in Ketchikan.
I have to say hey to my best friend, Christina Fabry.
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.